In Parshas Emma, there's two psukim on the mitzvah Svi Yisayimah. First pasuk says, "Shvat melchem imachas haShabbos miyem haviyachmas es oimah tznufa sheva Shabbos es tmim es tiyena." First pasuk is saying, "Shvatim sheva Shabbos es tmim es." You should count 7 weeks. It's mashu for this pasuk that the mitzvah is to count the weeks. It doesn't say it says to count the weeks. The next pasuk says, "Tisbu chamishim yoyim." You should count 50 days. That pasuk is mashu. You should count the days. So the Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Vav says on this, "Amabaya mitzvah gemim neyoyimi u'mitzvah gemim neshvuei." There's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Marshal, that's how we count. On, for example, Lag Boimah, we say Hayom Shloish Shloishim Yoyim Shem Abo Shvuei Sachmishon Boimah. We count the days Shloish Shloishim Yoyim, and then we count the weeks. We say it's 4 weeks and 5 days. Abo Shvuei Sachmishon Boimah. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Kusam Machalos, writes. Don't make a mistake, shehem shtei mitzvahs. Don't think that these are two mitzvah tzeis in the tag mitzvah. One mitzvah to count the weeks, and one mitzvah to count the days. So the Rambam is not true, because it's all one mitzvah. And the Rambam calls it, chelek v'chelek mechalkehem mitzvah. These are different chalokim of the mitzvah. To count the days and the weeks are different chalokim of the mitzvah. But it's not pshat, it's two different mitzvahs. It's all one mitzvah. And the Rambam brings a raya, v'raya b'ruah zeh, and the core right that this Rambam says is from the fact that we count the weeks every single day. If there be a special mitzvah to count the weeks, then you would only count the weeks when the weeks change, once a week. The week only changes once a week. So if you want to count weeks, there's only 7 times to count it. So you would count it once a week for the 7 weeks. Why do we count it every single day? The Rambam says it's derived from that it's not a separate mitzvah. That's the Rambam. It might be a good raya that there's no special mitzvah to count the weeks, because this is a mitzvah to count the weeks. We just do it once a week when the week changes. But the kasha blight.
How do you know when the week changes? If you count every day.
You know.
No, but you're counting every day.
It's not Shabbos.
It's just.
When
do
we
look at the
count?
You're saying like.
When do we
get
count? Count this 1 week in the Yom. It's 2 weeks in the Yom. It's 3 weeks in the Yom. Right? But since we do it every day, it's a right status of a mitzvah. Abu Lamaisa, I'm kasha by the kasha. What tak is the tachos of counting the weeks every single day? Lamaisa, we do count the weeks every single day. And if the weeks aren't changing, what's the purpose of counting every? Why do we say every single day? Hayom chamisha shvuos v'yom echad v'yom hayom chamisha shvuos v'shnei yomim v'yom. Why? What's the purpose of it? I'm kasha by the kasha. Because why the mice do we count the weeks every day? Why do we count the weeks every day? We do count the weeks and the day of the week. How many days? What's the purpose of that? Just count how many days it is. Say it's the 33rd day in the Yom. Why do you have to also add on?
And he's asking them when it will come a week. You'll say both.
Yes. Well,
the 33rd to count Shavuos. Just both.
Right, but the Rambam is saying it's not. But what's Rambam's teretz? Rambam is bringing right that it's not. That's not two separate mitzvahs. If it would be a completely separate mitzvah to count the weeks, then you should just count it once a week. The fact that you count it every day.
You said you should count days.
Yes.
And when it comes a week, you should count the day and today's 2 weeks. And the next one, when it comes 3 weeks, today 21 days and 3 weeks. But in between, you shouldn't say.
Well, we're really trying to understand Rambam's teretz, but the Rambam does say it's two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. It's not two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. And he's being around. This is the Rambam's lashon. He said, "Al yitach Hashem shtei mitzvos, ki ze chelik v'chelik mechalkim mitzvos." It's not two mitzvos. It's all chalakim of one mitzvah. But Raya b'ruah zeh, and the Raya says, "He yuseinu moinim gam kein b'chol laya." From the fact that we count every day, every night, shem kach v'kach shvuos. V'yu lo yah shvuos mitzvah ne'asma. If the shvuos would be a separate mitzvah, lo yah yinu mesadin and yona el b'leil shvuos. You would only count it the night that the weekends. B'leil the haynu lispa shvuos v'ak pamachas b'shvuos.
Mentioned Shavuos has nothing to do with counting Shavuos. It's counting the days. I don't
need Kasha. Oh, so it's counting the days. But why count it every day?
That's the
chiddush
of the Mishnah. How to do it? You
want to say it's a way of counting the days. Basically, this is what I wanted to say. So I'm going a little bit different. Just to add this, I'm going more zvar to it. I saw in Masas HaMelech from Ibsman Tiskim, one of the only Adar. He was Nifta, but he was a Shivan Kalteya, Ibsman Gdisin. He has a Sefer on Mechas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shinvav. He explains Rambam like this. He says, the emphasis is, in Lashon HaKodesh, there's only 10 numbers. It goes 1 to 10. And Havdol in English also only goes 1 to 10. After that, you start counting by the 10s. You count Echad V'Esim Yoyim, Shnayim V'Esim Yoyim, and then you go Echad V'Shleishim Yoyim, Shnayim v'shesh yomim, you start counting by the 10. But he says, but this could be what the Torah is saying. The Torah is telling you to count the weeks and to count the days, and the Rambam is saying it's all one mitzvah. Kuk Shan Rambam is really the mitzvah just to count the days. The Torah is telling you there's two ways to count the days. You can either count the days by the tens, or you can count the days by the sevens. If you only have, it's called a mitzvah katan. If you have a mitzvah katan and a mitzvah gadol, you can either do the mitzvah katan and the tens. You could say you could say it's just echad esim yoyim, echad shleishim yoyim, or you could say it's shvu echad, v'yem echad ba'ema. You can count it by the days. Every 7 days, start counting the weeks and the days. It's a way of counting the days. You're going by the sevens. So that's what the Torah is saying. Really, it's all one mitzvah counting the days. There's no mitzvah counting the weeks. That's what the Rambam is saying. There's no mitzvah counting the weeks. Just the Rambam is telling you that the Torah says when you count the days, do it by the tens and do it by the sevens. That's the two pesukim. The first pasuk says, "V'sfata mechem sheva shabbosis tamimah." You should count 7 weeks. And the second pasuk says, "Tispu chamishim yoyim." Chamishim yoyim means counted by the tens, the way we're used to counting. And the first pasuk is telling you to count it by the weeks. But it's all one mitzvah of counting the days, according to the Rambam.
There's two different ways to count days.
Right.
And we're doing both ways.
Because that's what the Torah says. And that's what the Rambam means, ki chelk michelkei ha-mitzvahim. These are the chalokim of the mitzvah. The chalokim of counting the days is by the tens and by the sevens. Thus state in the Torah. But it's all one mitzvah. And the Rai is, because if it would be a mitzvah to count the weeks for the purpose of the weeks, you would only do it once a week. The fact that you do it every day is a raya that the reason why you count the weeks is for a way of counting the days. Instead of counting the days by the tens, you're also counting the days by the sevens. Every seven you're starting over, you're counting the days. The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah brings the second raya, that it's all one mitzvah, from the fact that we only have one birchas mitzvah. We make one bracha after the assignment. That's how you count things. How do you count by the, when you count by the tens? You say Esrim Yom. You count Esrim Yom and or I'm sorry, what are you saying? Right. But you also have to count by the tens. The pasuk Chamishim Yom. The Rambam is saying, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Nun Yeh Mitzvah Nun Yeshvui. Poshidung and the Gemara, the two Pesachim, these are two mitzvahs.
Right.
One mitzvah count the days, one mitzvah count the weeks. But Rambam says, don't learn that way, that it's two separate mitzvahs.
There is a
Shita, by the way. Right? That happens to be, this whole Rambam's Raya is a Shitasa, because Rambam Paskin said you count the weeks every single day, but there is a Matcha Shita, the Shita Matcha, that holds you Taka count the weeks once a week, according
and
to the Matcha.
He
the Chayyar holds two, in his Tayag Mitzvahs, it'll be two separate Mitzvahs, so I have a different Chayyar of Tayag Mitzvahs.
Well,
this is Rambam Shitasa, that we count the weeks every day, he's asking a Kasha. So Pasha again, when you learn this Sukkim and the Gemara, the Gemara Shtanim, the Amar Bayit, Mitzvahim in the Yomi, Mitzvahim in the Shvuyei, you would think it's two separate mitzvahs to count the days and to count
the
weeks.
That's why it's a funny Raya. How do
they all know this? Because he passed him that way.
Is he
passing
that
way? Where did he put for that? I don't know. But you hear what he's going to do? It doesn't mean two separate mitzvahs. It's all one mitzvah, the chalokim of the mitzvahs. They count it by the days and by the weeks. And it's a way of counting the days, either by the tens or by the sevens. And this is the state of the psukkim. And that means it separates the fact that we have one birchas mitzvah. If it would be two separate mitzvahs, maybe like the Moshe holds, then there should be two. We should find two birchas mitzvahs. There should be a mitzvah, Shekhishem says, it's Vanu al Sviya Shvuei Ha'oimah. There should be one bracha. And then count the weeks. And then we should make a separate bracha, Shekhishem says, it's Vanu. I'm counting the days. Wait, don't make a bracha. I'll see you shvui he'oima and I'll see you shvui he'oima. So you're right that it's all one mitzvah. That's the same for mitzvahs. Well, but if it's two separate mitzvahs, you would make two brachas, the bracha for each mitzvah. If you don't find one bracha on two mitzvahs. But we make one bracha. Right. In Finland, most people make two brachas.
Not everybody.
I don't. Okay.
So there you go.
Right. I hear. Well, that's also. Okay. Bukmai says that's the Rambam. The Rambam holds make two brachas by Finland.
The Goyim
has one. The Chabad is also one bracha. in the chinuch, the mitzvah shinvav, kedaka, to give time in her mitzvah, gives a time, because it was a beautiful, it was a time for the mitzvah sisayim. Explains that the time for the mitzvah sisayim is because it starts by Pesach, and on Pesach that was the ikki yitzira of Klai Yisrael, the creation of Klai Yisrael was with Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And so the chinuch, and the fish you call ikkun einin la Torah, because the whole ikka of Klai Yisrael was only the Torah for the Torah. That's the main reason why Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim was to reach Hasinai, was to reach Shruas, was to reach Matan Torah. Therefore, we were commanded, we were given a mitzvah to count from the day after Pesach, ad yom nesinas haTorah, until the day of Matan Torah. Laharis ben avsheinu, to show in ourselves, hachetet hagodol al yom hanichbar v'nechsach libeinu, to show how much we were looking forward, we want this day. V'yim netomid, and you should constantly count every day, mosu yovei eis nechsach v'ngav, when is this day we're looking forward to going to come? So the chinuch ki a minyan, because counting mar la adam shows on a person ki kol yishrei v'chol chetzei lagiyo azman hazeh. His whole desire, his whole want is to reach this time. The chinuch says when a person is looking forward to something, he counts the days. That's the mitzvah sisayim ha'ayim, to show that the whole purpose of Yisrael Mitzrayim was matan Torah, and this is what we're looking forward to. And then the chinuch leaks through a kashiv, im tishav, yigneas, im kain, lombon, maschil, nesay, mimachos ha'shabbos. Why do we first start on the day after Pesach? According to this time, we should start the first day of Pesach. First day of Pesach, let's show the whole purpose of Yisrael Mitzrayim was matan Torah. Let's start counting right now towards matan Torah. You have to give one day for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. One day, you should not talk about anything else. Just talk about the Nes of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. But therefore, we start the second day. We give one day for Pesach, but after that, we start right away to show Maisa. What was the Tachas of Pesach? The Tachas of Pesach was for Matan Torah, and this is what we're looking forward to. This is a Kol Yishev, Kol Chetzei, and that we show by counting. That's the mitzvah. I was thinking that according to Chinuch, it could be a shtickle time for the minig of I think it's Chesidim minig, but minig of Chesidim, that the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolnius, we have a Seder the second night Pesach. In Yitzchol, they have one Seder, and the second night they count Sfiru, they don't say that. But in Yom Tov Sheni Shagolnius, we ever say this. So Minhag Chasidim is, they don't count Sfiru and Shul by Maariv. Like we do every night, we count by Maariv. They wait till towards the end of the Haggadah. So what's Pshat? If you count Sfiru every night by Maariv, why is the first night different? Why do they wait till the middle of the Haggadah? Teretz is maybe this Chinuch, because the Chinuch says, why don't we count from the first night already? Teretz, the first night, you have to leave one night for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Is a minhag, maybe that's this minhag of this minhag. The second night in Golos, where we have a Seder, leave that also for Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Don't go mixing in Sfiru, Matan Torah. That, leave the entire Seder for Matan Torah. And after the Seder, that's when you'll start Sfiru. So I think it'd be a Shana Makar for that minhag. The Machlokes Rishonim is Sfiru Yisrael Mitzrayim Derais Rabbanon. The Rav Rishonim hold it's the Rabbanon. Because the Torah says, "Zvatam lachem imachas haShabbos miyem haviyachem esoim atzanufi." You start counting from the day after Pesach, from the day you bring the oima. The carbon oima was brought the second day of Pesach. So most Rishonim hold that the sphere is tolling the oima. The Torah says beferish. You start counting from the time you bring the carbon oima today. By the same Rabbi Machron son, we have no carbon oima. So it's only the Rabbanon. The Rambam is chayin. The Rambam takes zayin. He'll continue himself and all. Chachadam holds that today it's also min haTorah. But Rav Yishonim holds it's the Raisa. According to the Chinuch, that the time of the mitzvah is to show that the tachlis of Tzitzis Mitzrayim was from Matan Torah. L'chayir, that time passed even without the Kavan Ayimah. That time l'chayir would be a time that it should be today also min haTorah. L'mais in the Chinuch paskins like the other Yishonim that Sfiru today is only the Rabbanon. It's not a kasher because the time of the mitzvah doesn't necessarily magdi the mitzvah. It's nishkan kasher. The Gemara Menachos, the Samachvav, says, when is the mitzvah Sisayim? Do you count Sisayim at night or in the day? So the Gemara Dashin, since the Torah says, Shevet Shabbos is Tamimah Tiyena, the counting should be Tamimah, it should be complete. When do you have a complete counting? When you count at night. Pshat the Gemara is, the day starts with the night. You usually count the night comes before the day. If you count at night, you're counting a full day. When you count the second day of the ayim or the third day of the ayim, if you count at night, you're counting a full a night and a day. If you wait until the day, you're only counting a half a sphere. It's not tamimos. The Gemara dashes from this word to me, you have to count at night, so you can count the full day, the night and the day. If you count then, if you wait till the day, you'll be missing half of the counting. Tosfos says over there, Nefizeh, Nechayr B'Kedai, to count Samach HaChashecha. You should count even before the night, Samach HaChashecha, so you should have a full 24 hours. The way we count, we'll count 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, it's a few hours in. We're only counting 20 hours of the day, maybe 19 hours of the day. If you want to count the full 24 hours, you should count Samach HaChashecha. But Tosfos says in that, Ve'enei Nir. Well, nice, Tosfos just pipes in a bit. It just says two words, Ve'enei Nir. It's not Mistabe that you're going to count Samach HaChashecha. I think Peshat and Tosfos is because that would be too early. Samach HaChashecha would be before the second day sphere, before the third day sphere. That's taka too early, so you can't count too early. As a chayyah, the best time to count would be punked exactly by Tesek HaChavim. Count exactly, which is really also not exact because you're missing Banish Marsh, which is a suffix, but at least count by Tesek HaChavim. The Teretz is, it's Yeshon HaTzamtzim, and the Teretz was a mechayyah of that. Is just to count at night, so at least you get part of the night. If you get part of the night in, that's called Tamimus, because you're getting part of the night and you're getting the day. The Gemara is saying the main thing is don't wait till the day, because then you miss the night. I think maybe Peshat is also you get rave of the day. If you wait till the day, you're going to have less than 12 hours. It could be less than half of the entire counting of that day. If you count at night, at least you had rave of the day. Even if you had 18 hours, 15 hours, whatever it was, as long as it was at nighttime, you had over 12 hours, you had rave, Rubik Kukungli. Maybe that's shot. That becomes to me mice. But Akoponim, then Tesis brings down, it's actually Tesis in the Gilma, the Chafam of Eis brings down the Behag sheet, the Behag Paskins, him Shachach Balayna. If you forget to count at night, you should count the day without a bracha. What's Peshat the Behags? I think, he doesn't explain it, but I think the Behag is Mesupik. If this halacha, to count at night is Ma'akiv. The saying you're supposed to count at night to have Tamimais, to have a full count of a full day. Is that Ma'akiv? If it's Ma'akiv, and you missed it at night, there's no purpose to count in the day at all. If it's not ma'akiv, then you could count in the day with a bracha. But since it's a suffix, if it's ma'akiv or not, maybe the shayla is because we normally have a klal, you need shanon lo because of la'akiv by kodshim, maybe it's the union of kodshim, it's connected to the yoma. The Torah doesn't say it twice. But I'll go upon him, the Vahag Paskins, I guess he's mesupik, he says if you forget to count at night, mesupik, you should count in the day without a bracha.
So whenever you have a suffix on the job, you're going to do it without a bracha.
Right. Why is that different than the suffix of counting in the day?
So we want to say along this that once the psak is that the midrashon you do it.
And if you forget at night and you count in the day, there was no psak on that?
I guess there's not.
Right. I mean, that was even Bizman, the Chazal, when they were psak in the mitzvah, they knew about the suffix of Benish Rosh Hashanah.
What does this mean?
It's not a bit sort. You're asking what's the difference then if you forget in the day? The Teretz says that every suffix is, you don't know Chazal or Masak in the mitzvah in this case. But how is Mesupik? If it's Ma'akim, maybe Chazal will not Masak in the mitzvah. Over here, for sure, Chazal Masak in here. Here, I don't know. Here's the thing. Then the Tosfos in Megillah and Amenach, they bring down afterwards the second famous sheet of the Behag. The Behag Paskins, if you forget to count an entire day, you miss an entire day of Sphira, then Vaithi, you don't count with a bracha. You don't count with a bracha, right? And Tosfos says, on this second halacha, if you miss a day, you can't count Vaita. Tosfos says, V'teimah g'dayin lehi, b'lo yitachin. Tosfos mamash chayel. Tosfos, V'teimah b'lo yitachin. What's Tosfos kasha? Tosfos doesn't explain. But I think Tosfos kasha is, there's no such gemara. What's the Behag's makra? That if you miss a day, you can't count Vaita. He's also dashing from Tamimais. But the gemara doesn't say that. The our gemara just dashes one halacha from Tamimais, that you should count at night, not in the day. That Tamimis goes on each day, it should be a complete day's counting. It should start from the night. The Gemara doesn't say that if you miss a day, for some reason you can't count the next day. Where's the Bahagat?
Why not? Let it be on the same halacha.
But the Gemara doesn't say that. I think that's the discussion on the Bahag. Because the Gemara doesn't dash on that. Poshut, you would say, every day is a separate mitzvah. So the person missed the day, he missed the mitzvah. But with the next day, he could count. And Tamimus just tells you when you do count, count from the night. That's what the Gemara dashes. When you count, count from Tamimus tells you count from the night. The Gemara doesn't say anything about missing a day. I think that's the discussion.
Such a big chiddush should be in the Gemara.
Yeah, and if you're using a drush of the Gemara dashes something else from Tamimus. The Gemara dashes from Tamimus. This is where we know that we count from night, not from the day. To have a Tamimus on the days, on each day. It doesn't say that you're missing a day, it's felt in Tamimus. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the sheet of Bahag. You should know Bechlal, the Poskim, whenever they mention the Bahag sheet, there may be more than the other Rishonim, they give special weight, especially their Echeres to the Bahag. The Poskim will say that Kol Devav Devei Kabbalah. Especially on the Bahag, Kol Devav Devei Kabbalah, and everything the Bahag says, we take extra serious. And that's the Bahag sheet. So I think the Velt learns, most people learn, that the Bahag sheet is the whole mitzvah series is one mitzvah. That's why if you miss a day, you can't count Vayikra, because it's all one mitzvah. Not the way we think it's every day except mitzvah. The Bahag will hold the whole series one mitzvah. But to me, that's very schwer. I don't think that's the Bahag Shita. Because if the whole series would be one mitzvah, then why do we make a separate bracha every night? If it's all one mitzvah, we should make one bracha in the beginning. Even though there's a hefsek in the Kima mitzvah, we find the example of that by Bedikas Chametz. By Bedikas Chametz, we make one bracha at night. The next day, by Bir Chametz, when we go to burn the Chametz, we don't make a second bracha. Why don't we make a bracha when we burn the Chametz? Teretz says it's all one mitzvah. The Bedikin. What? We're going to get that. That's really in the second raya. Second raya is, according to, if you learn that it's all one mitzvah, then what happens when a person misses one night in the middle, let's say the 30th night? It comes out, on Afreya, every bracha he made for 20, 30 nights is bracha batal.
Well, Tarek says that's why Moshe should stop.
I'm going to get that. I heard once, I think it was in the car radio, a shiur from Nissen Kaplan, he went to bring that raya. There's the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's in Taf Pei Tes, of Kotten Gimbal, the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Shloima, Afidik Achen, the Shulchan Shloima says that, he brings down the Indian that, according to Reif Heiskim, Nashim Apata from Sis Oima, because Sis Oima is the Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. It's Mitzvah Tongi in time, and Nashim Apata, and any Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, the Apata from counting. But the Pesachim will say if they want to count, they could go count the way they machnas themselves into a lot of mitzvahs, the way they take a luminescent, the way they go to Tikkun Shef. If they want to count, they could count. But the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Shleima, Al-Kopanim Le'ibachu. But if they want to count one thing, do me a favor, he says, Al-Kopanim Le'ibachu, don't make a bracha. So, Bavada Yitubi Amecha, because for sure they're going to make a mistake one day. A man you hope will make it, but women are never going to make it. They're for sure going to make a mistake, so therefore don't count with a bracha. So what's chat in the Mishnah Berurah? What's so terrible if they count with a bracha, if they make a mistake? It's mashma from the Shulchan Shleima, the Mishnah Berurah, that if they miss a day, all the brachas will be bracha vatala. Yeah, all the brachas will be bracha vatala. That's why we don't want that to happen. What? You're saying they're better than us, right? They're reminding us every night. But so a little bit smashma about the yemecha. The problem is all the bracha mafei will be bracha vatala. But this is still zayis shved. First of all, my kasha was if it's all one mitzvah, why do we make a separate bracha every night? And second kasha is pasha is just shved to imagine that if a person misses one night lemafei he was over the issachama of bracha vatala 30-40 nights. It's supposed to shved to understand. And
even if you learn it separate mitzvah.
Okay.
Why are you saying only it's one mitzvah to the Brahma Tell? Let's say 7 minutes like you're learning and it's a dinner
to me.
It's
one mitzvah.
That's why you can't continue.
Okay.
Why Mafreya is good?
It's also, but the mice doesn't bother you to go say Mafreya was all Brahma Tell? I'll tell you, Mr. Kaplan said it like this. Let me tell you how he is. You'll like this way. He has to see it also. He said, "Lamais Rahman Slan." The same statistically, the same amount of people are nifta in Sira as are nifta every day of the year. And Gedolim and Tzaddikim were nifta in the middle of Sira also. So you're telling me every goal, every tzaddik that was nifta in the middle of Sira, the 30th day, came into Shemayim. And the first thing he told him, by the way, the past 30 days you were over this the chomer bracha v'tala. It was an oinus. For sure, for Lamais to be over bracha v'tala 30 times because the guy was nifta. So this is a shver zachti mekabel.
The devil's nifte. Don't worry, he counts upstairs. It's next minute.
Don't worry. How do you know that? Chafshim came shemesh nazu chafshim in the mitzvahs. So this will. He said over the next year. Mr. Kaplan said a very interesting sharing that was yesterday. Maybe I forgot who he said. He spoke about maybe Shlomo Zalman, but he said a very interesting sharing. What's the din with someone that knows in the middle of sphere he has what's called elective surgery? He knows he has to have, let's say, open heart surgery, and in some cases they keep them under anesthesia for 48 hours, recuperation of 48 hours. So he knows he's going to miss the day. So someone has to go into surgery in the middle of sphere. He knows he's going to miss the day of counting. Is he allowed to start? If you learn the Bahagui, everyone seems to learn, that's all one mitzvah or whatever, or to me, Moses Makiv, and if you miss a day, that you can't go bite them, I'm afraid of the Bracha of Bracha Batala, this person should not be allowed to start camping sphere. Is that Taka
Halacha? So how do you know the other way? I don't understand. Why can't you continue?
Oh, that's the Kasha. This is the Kasha. And the emphasis is, first of all, the Mishabur, like we said, was very shtak mashmad. The Mishabur said, Nashim should not count. He said, B'shem Meshuchan Shleim, but Nashim should not count. Keep Vada Yitu. They should not count with a bracha. They could count, but don't count with a bracha. Keep vadi because they make a mistake. A smashma, keep vadi yitu. That the problem will be a bracha batala. God, I just mentioned this to the Rav, and the Rav told me that people want to learn mishmar a little bit different. Keep vadi yitu doesn't mean they'll miss a day, and then on my fray everything will be bracha batala. Vadi yitu means something else. But vadi yitu, they count the wrong day. That's the yuntinger. The mashal on the 22nd day, they'll say 23. That for sure is a bracha batala. That's what it means. But Mr. Kaplan and his Netshiva,
that day will be the
that, right, that's all it means. Doesn't mean Om Afreya. And he said a better teretz. He said, look inside the Shulchan Shalim and you'll see he means something completely different. So I didn't remember what it was, but I found the sefer now and I looked inside and I saw Hitaka says he has an extra 3 words. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting his Lashon, but he leaves out the last 4 words. If you look inside, the Shulchan Shlomo says, "Al kapanim nashim lo yivachu shnat make a bracha da bavada yitu biyemechod for lo yedu esadin." He has these words. They should not count because the zikr are going to miss one day. For lo yedu esadin, and they won't know the din. What does that mean? For lo yedu esadin. Lo yedu esadin means they won't know the halacha that you don't go vaita with a bracha, and those will be the brachas of atalos. It only goes on vaita. Lav dafka is going on mafreya. So then you have no raya from the mishnah. It's a beautiful part. But Akoponin is one. Is what?
Didn't say
what?
The
whole time with the other chair. No, he said look inside the Shulchan Shleim and you'll see that he means something different. So I went to look inside and I saw he has these 4 words, so I have understand that he meant this. The Santa Shang and the Shari Tshuva. It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah printed it also in his safe. On top of the Mishnah Berurah, he prints the Shari Tshuva. The Behetiv Shari Tshuva was written by Chaim Marcha Magonius, who's a brother of the Beis Ephraim, the famous Ephraim Zalman Magonius. And his brother, Ephraim Zalman Magonius, actually helped him write the safe as he writes over there. The Shari Tshuva brings a Shaila in her Chaim Simtaf Beites of Katan Chok. It means a Shaila. What about, what's the name of Katan Shehigdal? A Katan that's a mitzvah in the middle sphere. He didn't cancel the first days. This bar mitzvah is, let's say, in the middle of the 20th day, and he start counting. Just like if you miss a day, you don't go vaita, what about this cotton that missed the first 20 days? He missed. He missed the first 20 days. Can he start counting?
So he brings down
from the Beki Yosef, that's it. Beki Yosef, the Chidah Paskins.
Yeah.
If it comes out in sphere. The Beki Yosef paskins that the Bar Mitzvah boy should not count with a bracha. Can you imagine? He talk a paskin, the Bar Mitzvah boy that first year. He should not count with a bracha. Yes, but once he starts now, not.
Why not?
Because he missed the day. He missed the day. That doesn't. But he counted as chinuch, doesn't count. The Shari Tshuva wants to be chun for that reason. The Shari Tshuva says, since he counted as chinuch, he could continue. But you understand the Shari Tshuva. I don't understand the Shari Tshuva so well because we know the famous Rashi Shita in Baruchas Tafim Ches. Rashi says that Chinuch is not even called a Mitzvah Darbonon, but again, a Mechuyiv Darbonon to be Meitzi Mechuyiv Darbonon. A kid who's Mechuyiv Chinuch is not called Mechuyiv Darbonon to be Meitzi someone else. Chinuch is just a Mitzvah Chinuch, but it's not called even Mechuyiv Darbonon. So even if you hold Siyu Saimah today is Darbonon, for sure if Siyu Saimah today would be there, you'd have a problem. But even if you hold today, like Ravi Shainim, that Siyu Saimah today is Darbonon, but the chinuch part wasn't really counting. He says, "Bissel shvei." The Shari Tshuva said. Then the Shari Tshuva says another svara. We saw it inside. He says that when he counted before the mitzvah, he was a muflah samach leish. So that's why he should count. But that's also very shvei. Muflah samach leish is a special halacha by nadar, nadavis, and hekdesh. The din is a boy when he's 12 years old is called muflah samach leish, a special halacha mashem sinai. That if he's samach seba mitzvah and he's makdish something, that's a hekdesh deraisa. there's a din hektish, and if someone uses that carbon, he's moiled the hektish, you're not gonna use that carbon. It's a din hektish deraisa. But that's a special lacha by Nedarim, Nedavis, and Hekdeshes. But we don't find Mufal Samach Ish when they get other mitzvahs. Why should that help for Svi Simon?
He's only starting to say that it's considered doing something.
The words, you want to say, because it goes on all words counting, you want to compare to the Dharma, Zavis, and Hekdesh, but the mice is special because they have Mishnah and Hekdesh.
But if he didn't have a Dharma, wouldn't you call Hekdesh? The mice wouldn't be called Hekdesh.
He doesn't have that. He's aimed by that. He's part of an Anga Mitzvah. He's part of an Anga Mitzvah. But he cannot be mice. He's someone in benching. He cannot be.
But it must be that he has something.
Benching is also words, but his words are benching now, you can't write some benching. Well, the Maestro, that's the Shari Shuvah Shita, you click on it. I think the Velt is Noyeg, Meduchsaf, that kids of our mitzvah, again, the middle sphere, the same amount of kids as every single, the same amount of kids are born every day, the sphere is every day of the year, I think every kid has a mitzvah middle sphere, I think he counts with a bracha. I don't understand so well the Shari Shuvah Shita. Yeah, okay. Count that as he does as chinuch, and I'll stop according to chida.
So you're doing chinuch for
something that you're not allowed to do. That's very modern. It comes out very modern. He's doing chinuch for next year, 2014, for next year. It's, okay, but the ma'aseh, how does it work? How do you really understand this? That the ma'aseh, I think, developers know that kids do the mitzvah boys. They do continue counting. Why?
That's why they don't make kids shouldn't keep it. Why do they kids shouldn't
keep it?
Because you can't make something that you don't do avodah. Yes.
They talk about that, right?
But they say
that it's such a chiddush. Right. Okay. Gemara, you went to Gemara recently in Erevin about Shechianu. So I was thinking today, it's a bit of naive shot in the whole Bahag. That the Hosam Shav, the Velt wants to say Pshat and the Bahag, he does say the word Tamim, so it's all one mitzvah, but maybe he says it's a different Pshat and the Bahag with the Chinuch that we said before. As maybe the Chinuch says that the mitzvah series is creating a haris for nafshenu, to show in ourselves, ki kol yishuv, kol chetzin, agiyos, manazeh, that could be the Bahag will also hold every night a separate mitzvah. And the Bahag will also hold the first night when you counted, before you forgot, every night was a separate mitzvah, and every night you were mekayim the mitzvah. The first night I counted, I showed, he showed his whole desire was to reach Matan Torah. The second night he counted, he's counting the days to Matan Torah. Every night he counted properly. Every night he was raised to the mitzvah. It's just once he misses a day, then after that you can't count anymore, Laharis. Even if we forgot Bishayg, Gavayinus, but Lamaisa, a person that did not count every day, he can't show anymore that this Indian of, that the whole purpose of Yitzis Mitzrayim is to reach Matan Torah, and Laharis Benafshay, is to reach his man Azeh, he can't do that anymore. But Lamaisa, it'll come out that once he misses one day of Sphere, Vaita, it'll only be a Chsorn in Vaita, but it won't be a Chsorn in Mafreya. Now, Mafreya Taka was a good counting, because Mafreya, every night he did that, he showed, tonight I'm looking forward to Sphere, I'm counting towards the days, I didn't miss a night. Once you miss, that's the problem according to the Bahag. That's the point of it. You want to say a little bit different, Maya? You don't want to say,
But the
oifen of the mitzvah, you don't want to say time.
No, but it's a nice story saying that he gave it.
I wanted to say more omnis.
No, May, but he gave it. No, forget about the omnis. May, it's not only time, it's not only like this, it's in omnis also. When you go 3 days straight, you have those 3 days
between. I wanted to say more omnis that once you miss, it's felt in the sphere. A sphere with a chthorn is not sphere. I want to say it that way also. A mice of a sphere with a chthorn is not sphere. So while my fray is not a chthorn. The Teretz says I'm eating the sin because it bothered me. If you want to say some lomdish, a sphere with a misday is not a sphere. But then I'm afraid it also should be a chthorn.
No, because those 10 days was nothing wrong with the sphere.
But if you hear the chinuch knaich, it's even better. But the chinuch knaich, those days are mamash. I mamash counted mit the kol yeshiva kol chesed.
So the longest way that you're saying it is short.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. But
the
sphere
until 10 days.
Based on
counted the sphere.
Counted
to
10 days.
What was
that? Right, that you like better? That way you agree. But the main things I want to say in the Bahag is only mikal and basan mafreya, and it'll come out. That's why. But the Bahag is also more that every day is a separate mitzvah, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah the first day. That's why there's a separate mitzvah every day. That's why if someone misses, it's not mafreya bracha vatal in 20 days. Someone's nifta, he doesn't come to Shemayim and find out that he had 20 brachas of vatal. It's not bracha vatal mafreya. And in that shayla, if someone has to go into surgery, he taka could count. And then when he goes into surgery, fact, he won't count after that. Because only mikana, I'm not passing, but he won't, it's only mikana ba. Oh, and now benageya the shari tshuva shayla. According to the way I'm learning with the chinuch, it's even better. The way I'm learning with the chinuch, will come out that the bar mitzvah boy could count because he wasn't missing. Only a person that missed the day, he can't show kol yishuv rochefte is close on there because you missed the day, right? But a kid, he didn't miss. I didn't miss the day. I'm from the day I became a mitzvah. I'm going to show pachsus mitzrayim was to reach Mount Torah, and now I'm a mitzvah, and every day I'm looking forward to Mount Torah. He didn't miss the day. That mitzvah did not miss the day, so he doesn't have this problem. And that's why I think the Velt is not that Mr. Bochum, they do count right there. Okay, I rather want to talk about what the Yitzchak Mendel said over last week about, I said over Shia for a Motel, but I'll just give him a Mokhaim, at least with the recording. He said over the Mamban, the Kedushin, the Chalm Adalit, and Divya Cheskel. What sin was that? Okay, I don't have it here. And Yecheskel said over also, the Kivege and Bikurim and Avinez. Okay, maybe another time we'll talk about this. But I just want to end off with one the Santa Shaila that Zachaver Matzah Shmuel Gerel told me over. He said over from Moshe Feinstein had a problem with the Shem Yichud, the Sfir Saim, a special for Sfir Saim. Minuga, I think it's a Chsvat, and Minuga Chasidim is to say the Shem Yichud by Alamitzis, but he had a special problem with Sfir Saim. Because the Sfir Saim, you say part of the Shem Yichud is Hineni Muchen Mizum LeKayim Mitzvahs Asay Shal Sviyus Oima Kama Shekosu B'Toyus Vatam Alchem. Time to Moshe, it's Mashma from the Hineni Muchen Mizum, and he's doing a mitzvah deraisa. You're saying Hineni Muchen Mizum LeKayim Mitzvahs Asay Shal Sviyus Oima Kama Shekosu B'Toyus. And you're saying you're doing a mitzvah deraisa. In fact, the Moshe Kasha, we pass in Sviyus Oima as Darbonon today. Rabbi Shenim hold when there's no Kavanah Oima, Sviyus Oima as Darbonon. Time to Moshe, it's a Shayin about Taisif. Is it okay about this? On Tzvi's Oima?
Yeah.
He told someone, oh, Tzvi B'Shem, which friend? I never saw it. I can't do all the Q&A, I never saw it. No, you can't say that. But he signed it. Yeah, so what's the Q&A say on this? What do you do? That you should not say in Shem Yichud on Tzvi's Oima because of
it? You shouldn't have a sin. You should not have a sin.
Even though, even when you say it, okay. But he told me he spoke it over with the Rav, and the Rav told him that they told us of Shem Zalman. I think he even told all of them B'Shem Ramosha, and Shem Zalman was Megal. Shem Zalman said, "Lemaisa, the words it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The words of Hineni Muchen means it's d'rabbanan based on the pasuk of the Raisa. But the shtel is a shein shtel. What?
Right.
That's a bother. Lekani mitzvahs asay. How do you say it? So in this is Chadash Mizrach. It's even Moshe. I hope in the future to learn the Shuvski Vegas, the Mon and Chafes, the Amabez, and then you have Shiva Kadiba and Sri Saima. Not to say on the Yehuda, they don't say the covenant of Yehuda on his other side, they don't say Shem Yichud. That's mini belt.
It comes out to Rosh Hashanah,
Machmir, not Machmir. Machmir and Baal Taisis.